Hello, and welcome to ISHN's podcast series, Your Digital Mentor. I'm your host, Dave Johnson, editor of ISHN Magazine. Your mentor for this series on safety and health professional career development is Mark Hansen, CSP, former president of the American Society of Safety Professionals, and Mark currently is vice president, risk and safety management for Context Solutions in Dallas, Texas. Mark has written 4 books on professional development. In this podcast, we're taking on the formidable subject of safety meetings. For starters, Mark, what can make safety meetings so boring sometimes? They do carry a lot of baggage, as we know, and they often, sometimes anyway, have workers feeling like they're going to the dentist when they're going to a safety meeting. What can be the problem here that can make a safety meeting so boring?
Well, part of it is the deliverer. With many safety professionals, we're so used to delivering bad news and boring subject matter on technical issues that we're required to deliver, we get caught up in the details of the boring materials and forget about injecting some kind of humor. You know, people think that because you're safety, you have to be serious all the time, when in fact, you can be humorous. And if you have a little humor, be a little animated in your presentation, you got people coming back and for more, smiling and laughing and jazzing up the safety meeting a little bit with prizes. You know, I always get trinkets, buy trinkets with the company logo on it. Somebody asks a question, somebody answers, I throw them a trinket. And all of a sudden, hey, I'm listening now, I'm engaging. So that delivery of technical material can be challenging for the uninitiated or the first time or the early presenter.
Yeah, that was a question I had for you, Mark. How do you cover technical information in a way that it doesn't go over the heads of attendees? Because as you say, it can be challenging for sure.
Well, you know, for example, I'll give you the HAZCOM standard. I do HAZCOM in the oil field, obviously. That's my background. Well, I could go over everything in HAZCOM with these guys in the field that have no clue, no desire to learn about everything about HAZCOM. So I teach them what they need to know. They got 3 chemicals on location. They have produced water, they have crude, and they have corrosion inhibitor typically. Well, I talk about those, and I talk about the specifics of those for handling and treatment and transportation and things like that. And then I'm able to make it relevant. If you can make the meeting relevant, you got them. But if you start talking about stuff that doesn't matter to what they need to know, they come out feeling like, well, there's another hour I'll never get back. But if you make it engaging, and if you have a story or 2 stories, being a storyteller really does lend itself to being a successful safety presenter.
Mm-hmm. You talk, in the case of the HAZCOM training, how long of a meeting are we talking about, Mark, do you usually hold?
It's between 30 and 45 minutes, and it's amazing how do you get from HAZCOM standard into 30 minutes, but you just touch on the different topics. And what I also say, since I'm the deliverer, is if you have any questions when you have to do something, ask me. That's what I'm here for. Mm-hmm. I'm your resource. Call me, and I'll walk you through it and give them what I want them to do is know when to ask the question. So that's half of my training meeting.
Okay. Are all your training meetings that 30 to 45-minute window, Mark?
Typically, they are. I have done a couple of waste management meetings for clients as a result of their requesting me to do it. And what I've done is they give me the material they want me to present, so I have to get through that. But in the case of waste management, I added some movie clips and, you know, regarding waste management, like 2 minutes of there was a movie by John Travolta where he was a lawyer going after a company because they dumped a lot of waste in the water.
I remember that movie, yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up to say, this could happen to you if we don't do this right. So we have to do this right. So engaging media and things that kind of make them think and not just listen to somebody drone and watch a PowerPoint deck really goes a long way.
Okay. Can you give me another example? You talked about the importance of making safety meetings animated and engaging. You talked about maybe offering trinkets, company logos, showing videos like the Travolta movie. What's another example of how you make safety meetings engaging and relevant and interesting, as you say?
Well, here's an example. Let's say we're in Houston, and it's early June, and we have hurricane season coming. I might bring in a personality regarding the weather guy to come in and do our safety training. That's Channel 12, whatever, to do the safety meeting and talking about the weather and the history of hurricanes. And I got people sitting on their edge of their seats by listening to this guy because they want to hear what the weather guy has to say. I literally have had packed houses and people standing in the back of the room having my safety meetings because people want to hear what the weather guy says, and he's a personality, you know, and other guest speakers.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be you doing everything.
Okay. Last question for you, Mark. You're the digital mentor. How would you mentor a new safety professional who is going to be required to conduct safety meetings?
Well, first I do an assessment of them. I talk to them and see how comfortable they are. And some literally shake before they get in the shakes mode before they present because they're so afraid to speak in front of a group. So I say, well, you need to get some training. One is go to Toastmasters. Toastmasters teaches you how to stand up and go through speeches with an intro, a body, and a conclusion without notes. They teach you on what I really like is table topics, because oftentimes in safety, someone asks you a question. You've got literally a table topics is where you get asked a question, you have a minute to think about it, and then you have to give an answer. And a minute's a long time. But getting them engaged in giving presentations, we don't train our college kids on really giving too many oral presentations. When you get out in the real world, there's tons of them. So I assess that, get them training to do it, and then I'll have them practice in front of me sometimes.
That's a good idea.
No, don't do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't read the slides, please.
Well, on that note, Mark, one, this podcast. Thanks again for another enjoyable conversation and excellent insights. Please join Mark and I next time for another podcast in ISHN series, Your Digital Mentor.